you by yourself? He said, I thought she walked you like a big old dog or something like that. She kind of does, you know, she walks me, you know. But I said, no, she's helping her mama, blah, blah, blah. So I'm spending time with the Lord, you know, and being a musician, and the Lord said, you need to quit thinking of it this way. So I write a sermon, the Lord give me a sermon, and I practice it like a song, you know, try to practice it. You have to be a musician, I'm talking about. So I'm literally practicing my sermon for the summer. I mean, we're talking way out. I'm practicing. And right in the middle of it, I ain't trying to embarrass nobody. I'm like my eyes closed and just worshiping the Lord. I know those people, if they saw me, say, what's that big old tall white boy doing talking to himself, walking around in school? I saw in my spirit Sister Cherie wearing a peach outfit Friday evening. Now, y'all wave at her. Y'all see what she's wearing this morning. And something the Lord and I have, and y'all may not laugh at me, you need to kind of see behind the scenes. In fact, the Lord said, I want you to show them behind the scenes on my benefits this morning, man. I said, yes, sir, I will. So I told the Lord years ago that I'd never be too embarrassed. I think I was at the jail, preaching at the jail. I'd never be too embarrassed to pick up a penny. Now, say that ain't nothing. People will throw pennies away, you know. So I'm not embarrassed. Now, I've embarrassed Vanessa a lot, picking them up at Walmart and stuff. So pick up a penny. And now when I pick up a penny, guys, as I'm telling this, and the Lord's prompting me, y'all think I'm crazy. The Lord will say, he'll say, penny for your thoughts, Matt. And I'll say, Lord, I love you so much. And he'll say something like, are you still excited about me? I say, I am so excited about you. I'm so excited to know you and that you would talk to me. You would talk to me. I said, there's people that I know that won't even talk to me. And you would talk to me. Some people close to me won't even talk to me. And you will talk to me. And he says, well, I love you. And I said, I love you too. So he told me to grab a penny and put it in my pocket this morning. Because this is a big deal to have something kind of put on you at the last minute. I just want to do a good job. I just want you to see some stuff. So if I got my hand in my pocket, I'm reminded that the Lord loves me. I tell you, one time, this is honest truth. This is about a year or two ago. I was just being a child and saying probably some stuff I shouldn't have, and I was at work, and just, y'all have all done it, so don't get mad at me too bad. And I said something to the effect, well, I'm going to tell you something, I don't care nothing about that. Now, this is wrong, I repented. I'm going to tell you why. I don't care nothing about that. And I ain't going to tell you what it was. And I said, I'm going to tell you what, Marty, you couldn't pay me $20 to care about that. I shouldn't have said it. Well, I was walking. I looked down, there's a $20 bill on the ground. And the Lord said, well, could I pay you $20 to think about that and care about that? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I got that $20 in my pocket right now. So I repent, Lord. I repent, and I do care. And it's part of the deal, I ain't going to go there, it's not my sermon. It's caring about stuff the wrong way instead of casting your care upon the Lord, for he cares for you. A lot of that was going on. I'll tell you all. Anyway, so what we're talking about today, all his benefits, something the Lord has been just sharing with me. And Pop is waving the banner of offering. I thought y'all were doing that when Pam was talking. I'm back here zoning out. Pop, stand up there. Pass that plate around. Designate your offering to Africa if you can. And like I said, we're going to do what Pam said was going to do next week. So as I get going, Psalms 103, turn to the Bible there, if you will. It's a Psalm of David. And I think everybody's heard it. In fact, last Sunday, little Sam was quoting it to me, and we went to eat lunch. It's so adorable. If he was here, I was going to see if I could get him to do it. But it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all this within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Underline the word all. All of his benefits. Guys, this is all of them. This is all of them. Unless I'm reading this wrong. If I'm reading this wrong, tell me. This is all of his benefits. They're not many, but they don't need to be many. But what his benefits will fix anything in your life. Forget not all of his benefits, fits who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. One of the translations says, who fills your mouth with good things. And there's a reason he's doing it. So your youth can be renewed like the eagles. Let me get me my water over here. So I have been meditating on this for a while. And I knew there was more than met the eye. It's stuff that I've known most of my life. The Lord started breaking it down. He said, show my children behind the scenes of my benefits. So that's what we're doing this morning. Now, I don't know how far I'll get. This would probably be more polished by June or whenever they go to the beach. And if it was a song, I would hit a bad note if I was trying to play a song. But I just started out with the question, do you want all of Father's benefits operating in your life? Do you want to experience all of his benefits? Who don't want to do that? All right, well, he is ready, willing, and able to bring them that quick. But it takes just a little something on your side to do. Notice how this says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Okay, if you want to underline. So break this thing down. The word bless means to enable, to empower, right? Let something happen or turn something or someone loose. So you have to allow the Lord to do this for you. Now, how will you allow it? With your soul. Okay, so most of my career, I've been an engineer. And I got to say this. My son is so brilliant, Daniel. Last month of engineering school, and I finally was able to help him with a problem yesterday. I was speaking in tongues after that, brother. I was so excited. But I was a controls engineer for years and years and years. I did that. That's, you know, control things and use computer automation to control big pieces of equipment, to just do all kind of stuff. And we used something called a control valve. It's a valve, right? And so like one of the things I did, not to bore you all, I could get off into it, is I worked at U.S. Pipe and we made pipe. And as you make a pipe, this big thing comes down a hill. And as the pipe is spun, the speed of that car coming down the hill determines the thickness of the pipe. And so if the pipe's too thick, what are you doing? You're giving away iron, and iron is expensive. And it doesn't really come into play until you make it the thinnest pipe that U.S. Pipe sold. You don't want to make the class above it because they're not paying for that. So I did, Lord's help, I designed a control system that would take a control valve, and it would meter the speed based on the speed feedback of the wheel, just like cruise control on your car. So the control valve would let things happen. Guess what happened if the control valve broke? Nothing happened. Or guess what happened if the control valve wasn't in tune with the system that it was put with? It might make a bad pipe. In fact, it could. I found that out early, Jerry, that when the thing breaks, instead of just a valve going womp wide open, when it breaks, it stops. So guess what? The iron don't stop. So we had to figure out a way to capture the last time we made a pipe when the valve was working, so we could use that to get home and not sling iron over everybody and hurt everybody. I got an old jacket at home, big old holes burned in it. I mean, I kept it as a memory of how dangerous things could be. So your soul is the control valve of you. What? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then all that is within me. You see that? In other words, your soul can shut down on you, right? And the Bible talks about guarding your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. The issues of life won't flow if the soul won't let them. You see what I'm talking about? Or it's even worse than that, Don. You know it. Wrong things will flow. You see what I'm trying to say? Me going, you couldn't pay me $20 to care about that. Well, that's a control valve that's not in tune with the system. You see what I'm talking about? Now, I hadn't said that in a year, and I got $20 in my pocket if I ever feel like saying it. And, you know, I witnessed to my people at work. I took that $20 bill and I threw it on the ground. Remember yesterday when we was talking about that? I said, that's the Lord paying me $20 to care about that. Let's talk about it. Okay, and just for the record, I'm over a lot of things at UAB. They called me this morning. In fact, when the phone rang, I said, oh, no, hope it ain't steam plant. Hope it ain't a chill water plant. Hope it ain't something UAB. You know, I'm over all the steam and all the utilities and all the chill water. And then when I was trying to study, did the steam plant not call? I said, let me give you the number, brother, of who can help you. I'm in the middle of something right now. I didn't tell him what it was. Anyway. So your soul will allow you to experience all the benefits of the Lord. How about that? Does anybody believe me or does anybody even care? I saw this in my spirit. Just say this. Say, Lord, tell me more. And we're going to do this. I want to hear you. Lord, tell me more. And I see Sheree. That's what happened Friday. I saw you saying it, Sheree. I even asked her if I could tell that. And she said I could. So I love Sheree. Me and Sheree got this thing when worship's going on. Anyway, that's awesome. All right. So the benefits of the Lord are a progressive thing. In other words, think of it this way. Who can do it? You first meet the Lord, and what does he do? He forgives you. You stick around long enough, and what's he going to do? He's going to heal you. Now, I've seen it all happen, boom, boom. I've seen forgive and healed. It's almost in the same instant. I've seen that. But you'll start out, you don't even know the Lord, don't even know about the Lord, because it says forget not his benefits. Well, how can you forget him if you've never heard him? So we're going to hear him this morning. So after this, I can say, hey, y'all don't forget, because this is what he's got for you. All right? So you meet the Lord, he forgives you of all your iniquities. And if you look at that, iniquities is different than a transgression. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. Well, he was wounded for our transgression. Wound's bad. You know, there's a wound needs stitches. I'm making this up silly. But iniquities need surgery. You see what I'm talking about? Iniquities need a lot of fixing. In other words, he was wounded for our transgression, but he was crushed for our iniquities. A transgression is, man, I don't care nothing about that. You know, okay, I slipped up. An iniquity is, I know it's wrong, and just because you told me it's wrong, I'm going to do it four more times. That's an iniquity. You see what I'm talking about? But he forgives all that. If your soul will let him do it, he'll take all that away from you. And yeah, so he forgives you. And see, this is old covenant. We can even go new covenant on this thing and say he removes it. He fixes it to where it's if you never did that. In other words, old covenant had some guilt and regret with it. New covenant is your mind's renewed to it. And you're talking, and Paul says, I've wronged no man. No, you killed Christians before you knew they was real. No, I wronged no man. That's what he said. Because that old man did die, right? And that man's gone. That man's out of here, right? So the new covenant removes iniquities to the point where you don't even know who they're talking about when they said what you did. My God, give the Lord a hand. Woo, Lord. Say, Lord, tell me more. Now, let's move on. Because I got a lot to talk about. I don't know if I'm going to get through it. If I get to preach again next 3 weeks, someone will talk more about it. I might tell the same thing. All right, so here's where the Lord really kind of got me on this. Bless his holy name. He said, if you want to, Matt, put an S on that. Bless his holy names. See, the Lord that forgives you, let's say, who forgives all your iniquities? Who are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about Jehovah Tsidkenu. Ah, you see, we're going with this, Mama. The names of the Lord, Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord is my righteousness. See, that's what he wants to do. And now, I'm just going to say this, and I'll probably say it again. For the Lord to not do these things I'm going to talk to y'all about, he doesn't change his name, right? So we have nicknames that we have, and we kind of call nicknames, like I say, Dan the Man, stuff like that, you know. I am kid, we didn't call him Danielle, because he was a girl till we saw anyway. We have nicknames, right? Big Wally. These are God's nicknames, but he's serious about them, okay? In other words, you can call me Jehovah, but you can call me Jehovah Shammah. And there's a difference. It's still Jehovah, but it's part of what he's got for you. And this will change your life if you let it. Whose soul's going to let this change their life? Whose soul's going to let the change? Okay, all right, let's go a little further. Father's always wanted you forgiven to the point where you can be in his presence. That's why he wants you in his presence. He don't even want to, but sin can't be in his presence. So I got to get to sin, not just forgiven, but out of the picture, so they can say, come here and let me show you who Jehovah Shammah is. I can't be Jehovah Shammah. At least I'm first Jehovah Sidkenu to you. Does that make any sense? Got to get rid of the sin. And then if you look at how Jesus did what he did, remember the famous story that he talked about, the guy who come down through his roof of his house. It don't say it, but Lord, show me that is his house. Jesus was in the house. It was his house in Capernaum. They let the guy down and he said, your sins be forgiven. What? He blasphemed. You can't do that. You can't forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. And then Jesus says, well, what's easier? Forgiving sins or healing? They're the same, right? But it depends on your soul. Is that control valve going to let healing in? Bless the Lord. Empower the Lord. See, here's something here. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to him must first believe that he is. Just like Moses said, who are you? I am. He is. And he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God ain't happy till you got his stuff. Till all his benefits are clicking in your life, he just ain't happy. I'm telling you, it's like if I had a $100 bill and you wouldn't hold your hand out, and I tried to stick it to the back of your shirt, and your shirt's slick, it won't stick to it. I'm trying to give you this. Your soul, you bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, your soul will allow this. Your soul will permit this to happen in your life. Ah, okay, we're getting somewhere here. All right, who heals all your diseases. You know, I told you wrong. Heal all his diseases. Vanessa, what is that one? I got your notes here. Who heals all your diseases. Jehovah Rapha heals all your diseases. Heals them. Gets rid of them. He's always been a healer. For him to stop being a healer, he had to change his name. And he said in Malachi chapter 4, I'm God, I never change. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can't change. If I wanted to change, I can't change. He was a healer then. He'll always be a healer. He wants to forgive you. He wants to heal you. It's paid for. The benefits are paid for. Why not take advantage of the benefits that's been paid for? See this? See what I'm talking about? All right. So let's keep moving. I got a lot to cover. Who redeems your life from destruction. And the Lord said, Matt, feel free to put redeems your life from all destruction. Jehovah Sabaoth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name, the name of Jehovah Sabaoth. Remember when David fought Goliath? He remembers an awesome story. He said, you come at me with a spear, big money. He didn't say that. I'm going to say it. But I come to you in the name of Jehovah Sabaoth. That's the leader of the army of angels. That ain't just, in other words, remember that silly Christmas movie where says, I double dog dare you to stick your tongue to that frozen pole. He went straight to that. David went straight to invoking the name of the Lord of the angel hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. And Father will do whatever it takes to redeem your life from destruction. See, a lot of people, and this is something that's polluted the body of Christ's thinking, is that people think that God ordains, allows, orchestrates, plans for bad things to happen to you to teach you stuff. John 10, chapter 10 said, the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Something the Lord showed me, he says, Matt, anytime I list something in the Bible, it's not randomly put there. It's not. He said, be sure you know the order, just like this right here. His benefits come in progressive order. In other words, we got to get these going before this over here we're supposed to talk about will happen. In other words, you can't be an eagle until you're forgiven. But we'll get there in a minute. In other words, the devil's going to first try to steal, then kill, then destroy. And so if you notice how the Lord's going to redeem you from that third one, destruction. The worst thing that the devil can put out there on you that you allow him to get in your life and do, he can redeem your life from that. And if it takes the actual angel armies of God to do it, the Lord told me something real, and this might not mean nothing to y'all, but I was praying, and you remember when the Bible, when Jesus said, you know, I could call for a legion of angels and stop this. I'll be honest with you. I thought, let's look behind the scenes on that. I thought he was just kind of making that statement. But the Lord said, no. You don't understand, Matt. It's not written, but come here, I'm going to show you something. The night before I was sweating blood, I did not want to do this. You remember they recorded it more than once. Anytime something's recorded more than once in the Bible, too, that's important. He's trying to get something over to this somewhat nuclear head of ours. And Jesus kept saying, not my will, but thine. He didn't want that. He didn't want that to happen. You know, Mama, him and the Father talking, he said, okay, here's the deal. This has got to be your choice, son. At any moment, say the word, and it's over. It's over. It's over. I can't make you do this. I can only ask you to do this. If I make you do it, see, if it ain't your will. Because, see, Adam's will with us in him walked away from God. You sinned before your mom ever saw your face. Why? Because you were born a sinner. You were in Adam when he sinned. Right? You see that? He walked away from God. That's why God had to turn his back on Jesus. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Last thing he said, he didn't want to say that either. He didn't want to say, lama sabathani, that thing he said there, which I believe was speaking in tongues, you know, because they thought he was talking about Elijah or something. But anyway, he had to say that because we all walked away from him in Adam. So God had to walk away from Christ, from Jesus. He had to. So Jesus could have said the magic word, whatever that word was, that safe word. Them angels were standing by ready to go, but he didn't do it. He had to do it on his own account, his own will. It's awesome. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves you. So who redeems you from all destruction? Why, let me tell you what his name is. Say, Lord, tell me more. Who? Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Ooh, and Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the angel armies. That's his benefits for you, fellas. Ladies, that's for you. Thank you, Father. Until you cannot take away, when you are delivered from destruction, there should be some peace in your life. Well, he's got a name for that. It's called Jehovah Shalom. He is your peace. He himself is our peace, who both made one, has broken down the middle wall of separation between us and God. Jesus did that for you. Jesus did that for you. He has broken down the middle wall of partition. The Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of righteousness and obtain grace. You have a seat at the table. You have a place at his side. You're seated with him in heavenly places. That's the benefits. So is your soul going to let this happen? My soul's going to let this happen in my life. It is. It is. It is. Now this one here, the next one, who crowns you with, can we say all? Because it's not in there. Yes, you can say all, Lord. He crowns you with all loving kindness and tender mercies. Now think of this. Most people who get born again or get forgiven, if you will, don't even know there's a God, don't even realize there's a God. And his whole deal, he's drawing you in. He's drawing you closer. He's forgiving you. He's forgiving you of all your iniquities. He's taking away and removing and healing all your diseases. Now you're coming closer. It's progressive. You're coming closer. Now he wants to show you who he is. He wants to show you who you are. He wants to show you who you are in him. He wants to be near to you. And I think it's my favorite name of my Father. And it's Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, he crowns you with loving kindness. And you can't crown somebody without being close to them, physically close to them. Crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And I was driving at the interstate. I think it came out of me the other night. I was driving at the interstate just meditating on that Jehovah Shammah. I said, you're my Jehovah Shammah. I said, explain that to me. What does that really mean? And this is what he said. I'll never forget it. He said, I'm the God of hugs. And then he said, well, the God of big hugs. Big hugs. And when Daniel was little, he'd say, Daddy, big hug. Give me a big hug. Little bitty thing. Big hug. You want a big hug. He's the God of hugs. And you ain't been hugged until you've been hugged by the Heavenly Father. Jehovah Shammah. Give you a hug. It'll change everything in your life. It'll fix everything that's wrong with you. just give you a little squeeze and everything will just run out of you and leave you. That's him. That's him. He wants to be the God who is there, the God who is here, the God who is in you. And a lot of people think, well, sure, he wants to be in me, but he would probably rather be in somebody else. No, he is happily at home inside you. He wants to make his abode where he stays, inside you. He wants to live in you. He wants to make peace inside you. Will your soul bless the Lord and let him do that? Will you let him do that? Because if you let him, the more you let him take over, the more better your life gets. I'm telling you, you'll see things you would never see on your own. You'll experience things you'll never have on your own. But if you make him more than your Savior and also make him your Lord, Jehovah Shammah will fix everything and make you happy. I'm talking about he will fix you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Well, so the progression is we've been healed. We've been forgiven, saved. We've been healed. Now we're getting to see who the Father is. He's crowning us with his loving kindness and his tender mercy. He's telling us things. It's almost embarrassing. If you let him, he'll tell you things. And I'll say, you must be talking about somebody else. No, I'm talking about you. Now what he'll do sometimes, he'll call things that be not as though they were, like he did with Abraham. He'll call you a righteous preacher. He'll call you a mighty musician. And he'll call you things that you may not feel like you are, but in his eyes you are. And he's like, just tell me thanks. That's all I need to hear is thanks. Don't tell me I'm telling you something wrong. I know best. He loves you, and he has to stretch us. That's what, like, he has. If we don't reach for something, we won't have nothing. And that's some of the problems of America today is everything was just handed to us. You know, I've already blessed the motorcycle we're buying. Nobody's gonna have a wreck on it. Nobody's gonna get hurt. That thing ain't gonna break down, and it's gonna do what we sent it to do. Right, Vanessa? That's it. You have to call things that be not as though they were with the Lord's guidance to see things change in your life, to see things happen in your life. See, he satisfies your mouth with all good things. Add it all. He satisfies your mouth, and he's doing it for a reason. Now think about the progression. We get to know who he is. He's crowned you with loving kindness. He's told you things. He's done things for you. Now, The gradual progression of what he wants to do, he wants to sanctify you. Now, I heard that as a kid, and sanctify when I was a kid was to be kind of weird and different. I don't mean that mean. Does that mean Santa Mama? No, it was just to be kind of odd, so you look different and have little phrases and say things and then say, well, he or she's different, and then I don't mean. I could go stand up comedy on y'all right now and tell some of the funniest things, but I'm not. Mark Summers say, "Oh, please do. You want me to, aren't you, brother?" I look at his, I know that face, that grin he gives me. No, he's like that. No, I mean just wear toe sack dresses and never cut your hair and just do some weird stuff and just, honey, put some makeup on. You need it. I just, you know, and they call that sanctification. It's really just being different out of your own religious tradition. The Lord has told me some things. He says, what's the most important thing on earth? What's the most important thing on earth? What's the most important thing on earth? Is spreading my gospel. The most important thing. Matt, what is the most powerful thing on earth? Well, it's you. Well, you're thinking wrong. What's the most powerful thing on earth? I'm missing it. What? He goes, religious tradition. It's more powerful than me in the earth because I've given the earth to y'all. Religious tradition of my children has sent many people home early. Because you think you know something about God because Putin Nanny told you years ago, or I just think this is the way it should be. Based on what? Right? Or I just think that's the way we is raised. You is raised wrong. God's good. His mercy endures forever. He's a healer. All sickness is a curse from the devil. And they don't care who said it made them a better person. well, if I hadn't have got sick, I don't know if I'd have met the Lord. But I'm sorry to tell you, it's just lazy stubbornness. Because if you knew about him before you got sick, you could have probably missed all that. Okay? He is all good all the time. And I don't care. I mean, think about that. The most powerful thing on earth is religious tradition. Think about that. That's powerful. I mean, that's not in my life, right? Who's going to bless the Lord with their soul and let his benefits flow? Who? Me. Who? Me. We are going to do that. Let's go a little further. Jehovah Rapha. Who satisfies your mouth? Jehovah Rapha. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha. Yeah. Psalms 23, everybody knows it. Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for what? His name's sake, Jehovah Rapha. And something he showed me, green pastures and still waters are where the predators come. Think about that. The poor old wildebeest. Vanessa, she's gotten so sappy in her old days. She'll get all teary-eyed. Teary-eyed of some of these nature shows I watch. Oh. But she'll say, oh. But the gators, the alligators, you're talking about Florida gators, Marty, the gators get in the still water because they know they're going to come drink air. And the lions and the tigers and the leopards, they get in the green pastures because they know that's where the weaker to them are going to come feed. But the Lord just goes right on and tells you that that he made a table for you in the presence of your enemies. That's what he said. Why? Because he's Jehovah Rapha. And he's Jehovah Sabaoth. And with him, if his benefits flowing and working in your life, can't nothing happen to you. You're protected. You're protected. And this one gets kind of interesting too. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So if you think about that, most of the time in the Bible, we're referred to as sheep, okay? We're referred to as sheep most of the time. And this is where if I had a little time to prepare, I looked a little further. I don't know many times he refers to us as predators. Think about this, because here's the progression we're heading for this thing. He's forgiven you, healed you, crowned you. He has showed you his army, angel armies. He is now preparing you for something by feeding you, right? He fills my mouth, satisfies my mouth with good things. And like what I learned from Don Ballard, if the Lord puts something in your mouth, you will either, three things, you will chew it, choke on it, or spit it out. What else would you do? You would chew it, and you try to swallow it and choke on it, or just spit it out. And when you meditate on Father's Word, you chew on it. Y'all remember Hiawatha Sheffield? He said, Jesse, my middle son said, Jesse, we're going to connect some dots tonight, Jesse. That's what he'd say. You remember that? And Jesse would always say something about that. Connecting dots by chewing on Father's Word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And as he speaks to you, faith comes. Faith always comes when he speaks to you. Faith always happens when Father God speaks. And when he talks to you, when he talks to me, I don't understand it all. I have to kind of chew on it, if you will. But don't dare spit it out. You know what I'm talking about? Don't dare. Because see, up until now, Father God has done everything for us. He has forgiven us. He's healed us. He's crowned us, right? And he's fed us, right? Right? He's redeemed us. Go back through it again. He's healed us. He's forgiven us, healed us, redeemed us, fed us, and now it's time for us to grow up a little bit and do something, right? Huh? Think about this. It's time for us to play our part in making this happen in our life, and that's the renewing of yourself based on what he filled your mouth with. Do you see this? It's a little serious. He fills your mouth with good things for a reason, so your youth would be renewed like the eagles. Now, again, would have studied this more if I knew it was coming up. Eagle's one of the few animals that can go off by itself, right? And the very thing that makes an eagle starts over in its life. And it basically comes, a lot of things, it basically comes down to its feathers, which makes it fly high, its talons, its claws, and its beak. It's beak that it eats with, right? So the very thing that makes an eagle, he gets off by itself, right? And he renews himself. Well, who is that? The Lord has a name for that. He has a couple of three names for that. And the name he has for that is Jehovah Imkadesh, the Lord who sanctifies me. See, he wants to separate you. He wants to separate you. After he's done crowned you with love and kindness, you're getting to know him, if you will. You see that he's not somebody to hide from, that he's somebody that wants to be Jehovah Shammah in your life and give you the big hug, and give you the tender love and mercies and tender kindnesses. And he's fed you particular things to sanctify you, to bring you, separate you, and turn you into a weapon. That is the full course of his benefits. I know, like in my own life, separate me to learn how to do some of this, okay, trying to get better at it, to learn how to sing and play. I've seen in my son's life, at some point you're still in the fold, but yet you're separated and you're being shown stuff by the Lord to sanctify you. This whole church is a sanctified church in that we're separate from a lot of other denominations and a lot of other groups of people. And by doing that, the Lord can have his way with us the way he wants us to be. Does that make any sense to anybody? So you think about it, the Lord wants to forgive you. He wants to heal you. He wants to redeem your whole life. He wants to crown you. He wants to feed you. And he wants to turn you into a weapon. And he's got a name for every one of those. And the Lord said, if you'll know my names, your life will be better. Wow, that's awesome, isn't it? Jehovah Shammah. That one has just been just happening inside of me. That he really, really wants to be around you. I mean, think about that. Some of us don't even want to be around ourselves. I know so many people that, you've heard this statement, can't get out of their own way. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Can't get out of their own way because every time they try to accomplish something, that old thing that's in them keeps it from happening, right? Well, Jehovah Shammah wants right in there with you. Why? To help you with that. And he wants to fill your mouth with good things. So what's the Lord going to fill your mouth with? His word. And a lot of it will be chapter and verse. But some of them might be, Matt, are you excited about me? Are you excited about me? Yeah. I kind of want to tell all this stuff. I had three things that I really kind of wanted in my life that look expensive. I'm not going to tell all about it. And I even told Vanessa, I said, I don't think I even asked the Lord for these things. We're talking about, a lot of money. They're all three delivered to my house just in the last few weeks. The last thing I'm going to talk about, we've all heard of Jehovah Jireh. Y'all have heard that? And I learned from Keith Moore. I think the J's are silent. He said, but that would mess the song up, wouldn't it? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Jireh. Anyway, you see what I'm talking about? But Jehovah Jireh, well, it ain't that funny, Vanessa. You don't have to act, you don't have to laugh that hard, sweetie. Jehovah Jireh is the last thing I'm going to talk about. Which goes into what is he feeding you with and what is he feeding you for and what will you need? Because if you're sanctified, now he's not treating you like one of the flock because see, you've come out among them and be ye separate and I'll sanctify you. And again, that don't mean weird hairdos, that don't mean funny, silly phrases that sound religious but are just stupid. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Well, brother, that's how they start, Jeff. By brother, you know. No, that's wrong. That's not. One time I said, can you show me that in the Bible? Well, I know. No, you can't show me that in the Bible because it's not in there, see? And you're basing whole parts of your life on something that's not even in the Bible. Really? No. Seriously. The religious tradition, if you don't forget anything, religious tradition, the most powerful thing on this earth because it stops so much of what Father God is trying to do. Religious tradition. And what's the most important thing in the earth right now? What's the most important thing? Spreading the gospel. Spreading the gospel. It's the most important thing. most important thing, if you get still, I hear the Lord speaking to me right now. If you get still, you say, well, I may not have this gift or talent, or I'm not ready to do this, that, or that. If you got a little bit of folding money, as Andy Griffith said, a little folding money, you let the Lord show you where to put a little of that folding money into his kingdom. And you talk about, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, but it's better than that. It actually was said, by Abraham when he took his son Isaac up Mount Moriah, right? And he was about to stab his son in the heart. Sounds so horrible. Stab his son in the heart with a knife. Burn his ashes. This is Paul talking about this later. Burn him into ashes. And then watch God raise him. Wow. Wow. He told Mama Sarah, we'll be back, you know. And I'm sure that boy's going, what are we doing, Dad? He goes, where's the sacrifice? Jehovah Jireh will provide. Think about that. Now, you say, what's up with that? See, when God gave the earth to Adam and us, because we was in Adam, we were all in Adam as seed, he truly gave the earth to Adam. How do you know that? Because Adam could give it away. Huh? The proof that I give my son something, you know, don't give that away, then I ain't really giving it to you. But if you give it away, it's yours. The earth was given to Adam, and Adam gave it away. How do you know that? Remember when Jesus was tempted and Satan took him up and says, all this I'll give to you if you just bow down and worship me? He wasn't lying. Because if he was, Jesus said, you don't own this, fool. He didn't say that. He goes, no, you'll worship me, big money. That's what he said. He said, you won't. See, that was true. That was proof of the pudding that Adam had given the earth away. And for God to get back into a system that wasn't his anymore, he had to do with something called a covenant. And the covenant was, I cannot give my son until I pick a person that'll do the same thing. You see how that works? So he took Isaac up to the mountain. Our baby laid him on the altar. Daddy, what are you doing? Just close your eyes, son. I believe he closed his eyes. He reared back, and he started with that knife with his eyes closed. Now, what I want to know, did the knife touch him and not break the skin? Did the knife barely break the skin? I don't know. I like to know. I bet the knife didn't touch him. I don't know. I'm going to learn that one day. Then here's a little, and there's a little ram hung over here in the thicket. Now, Jehovah Jireh also means the God who sees. He sees ahead on what you need before you even know you need it. Before you even know you need it, he sees ahead. Keith Moore taught us this, the God of provision, before you see it, he sees it. And poor old lamb, poor Vanessa again, poor old ram. He's just out trying to eat him a little something, you know, and something's nudging that lamb toward that mountain and toward that briar patch, Walla, you know what I'm talking, poor old lamb, you know, now his head's hung up in there, and we was even talking, reckon that little ram would be in heaven, I hope so, think about it, that's an important little animal right there, if you think about that, because had that animal not been there, Isaac would have been stabbed to death right there. But the God who provides is also the God, Jehovah Jireh, who sees ahead on what you're going to need before you even get to the intersection of walk and don't walk, if you will. And there it is. There it is. If you've blessed the Lord with your soul, bless his holy name, Jehovah Jireh. Just say, Lord, tell me more. Be my Jehovah Jireh. I know you know. Let me hear you say it. This will change it. I know you know what I need before I even know what I need. You'll have it there before I even get there. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless his holy name. Say, I love you, sir. Y'all stand to your feet. So how did I do off the cuff, guys? Did I do okay? I do all right, yeah. Thank y'all. Thank you. I love y'all. Father, we just love you, and we thank you for being so real to us. We thank you for your benefits. Hey, and we are not going to forget them. We are not going to let them slip. In fact, we're going to speak them. We're going to say this out loud with our mouths, and you are going to satisfy our mouth with what we need to say to make all this happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I love you guys. Thank y'all. If I get a chance to do this again, I promise to do better next time. Love you. Have a great day. Enjoy this pretty weather out there.